I am Blanca.
And I am Ray.
And this is Woke at Work.
Hi, I'm Ray King.
And I'm Dr. Blanca Ruiz. And you are listening to Woke at Work. So Ray and I started recording this podcast with a few guests since January?
January.
Yeah. And so when we started recording in January, the world was slightly different in that we weren't in the middle of a pandemic.
Right. We were in studio together, sipping wine.
I know there was some cheese there. There was some grapes. So it looked different. But since then, we obviously went to remote or virtual, you know, recordings, and have seen the more recent presence of Black Lives Matter protests and all of these things that are happening. And so we wanted to acknowledge that the climate has changed a little bit. And for us, we have always realized the importance of centering the narrative of Black folks, of folks of color. And that's exactly why this podcast started. And so.
I think that it was always super relevant, you know, this podcast coming out of our experiences in work, you as someone who leads people in conversations around what it means to be, you know, have an equity lens and be focused on equity, particularly in school spaces and education spaces. And me at the time, I was coming from working for City Year as equity and learning director. And so like, this was our world, having these kinds of conversations, leading people to really engage with their biases and do that inner work. This is what we've always been engaged in. And so that's what birthed the idea for this podcast, being Woke at Work. But now I think it was always relevant, but I think people are now, their ears are more attuned to listen. And during this time of this kind of resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement and especially workplaces now, more than I think we've ever seen before.
Oh, yeah.
Are like, oh, what do I do? Like, wait a minute. I saw this hilarious meme that was like, workplaces acting like Black people just got invented. Like,
I was like, apparently all these people are calling me, and I'm like, apparently racism started up a few weeks ago. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, good for the business, but sad that like we are just awakening and at the same time, hopeful that this is not a false, you know, performative piece and that folks are really going to do stuff that's different. And so
I'm a little worried. Like, I'm seeing some of the responses, and honestly, like, you know, I'm a little worried when you have places like Twitter saying, you know, Juneteenth is now a holiday. It's like, did we ask for that?
Can Black folks just have it? Like, can that just be had? Like, not co-opted, right? There's like so many like buzzwords, like the co-opting, the performative, the all this stuff that's happening. And so I worry a lot. I mean, we talked about this the other day, but I worry a lot about just how this is a long haul. Don't write a check that your ass can't cash. And you're doing it publicly. I do worry about it. And at the same time, I know so many people now feel more inspired to share their voice, which was what our podcast too is focused on, like the voices of other people, of women of color, right? That's the woke part of woke too, is women of color. And right now centering the narrative around Black women, and the weight and the loads that's carried by Black women, a lot of organizations, right, in this country.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. So Blanca, I know you love watching what I call reality adjacent TV.
You call it reality adjacent, I call it self-care. But yes, I do love watching it.
Well, Dr. Imani Walker, who you may know from Married to Medicine, has a new podcast out from Stitcher called Imani State of Mind. She's been a practicing psychiatrist for over 10 years now. Blanca, you watch that show, right?
I do watch Married to Medicine, and I'm actually super excited about this podcast because so many people don't know where to start when it comes to mental health. It's overwhelming, it's intimidating, and it's an uncomfortable topic for a lot of us.
For sure. You know, my entire family sees therapists. I'm a huge believer in it, and I go out of my way to find Black women practitioners because, as many of our conversations on Woke at Work have highlighted, receiving health care from people you trust is so vital to good health outcomes.
Absolutely. And then in our Black and Brown communities, especially, the topic of mental health can be very taboo. But we carry such a heavy load that is often burdened, not just with the regular struggles of daily life, but also what we're tasked to do to fight racism. So it's important that we start to have the conversation about mental health openly and without judgment. And in Imani's state of mind, Dr. Imani Walker equips listeners with the right language and tools to normalize having these open conversations, break down the stigma, and tailors her discussions for people of color.
It's so important to remember to take care of ourselves. And we have to keep our minds healthy to keep growing and keep fighting. So Imani State of Mind gives us the tools and tips we need to navigate all of it.
Listen to Imani State of Mind right now in Stitcher, Apple, or your favorite podcast app, and make sure to subscribe.
I really, like, I'm excited for our listeners because I feel like we're offering them a gift, you know, of being able to be in on conversations as Blanca and I interview primarily Black women, but also other women of color who are charged with leading in spaces, sometimes as the only, sometimes as one of a few, and just hearing, like, their stories, their challenges, their triumphs, what inspires them, what adds to their learning, and sometimes difficult decisions that they had to make in order to take care of themselves. And so I feel like it's a gift that we're offering to our listeners, hearing conversations that are normally private. It's kind of like, I feel like we had girlfriend talks, you know, and we're letting people in on those girlfriend talks. And so for the Black women and other women of color who listen to this podcast, you know, I really hope that they feel bolstered by the community that gets to be created and have moments like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. And that also happened to me and those kind of things. And then for the white women and women who are not people of color who are listening to this podcast, I hope that they listen, that they learn, that they gain some deeper understanding, and that they find ways to move out of this performative aspect of allyship and really start to consider how they can actually align themselves with the Black women, with the women of color in their organizations, and be strong advocates as a result of some of the things they might learn from the stories they hear.
Right. And I think the other piece is just what would it look like to have conversations and to allow for the conversations, right? Like at the very most basic is like, it is an invitation to a conversation and that folks can have. And you know, when we first started this conversation about what this could look like, this was like both a place of affirmation and healing and like, you know, sisterhood and all of these spaces. Mm-hmm. And like that work doesn't stop, right? Like we're continuing that. And so I'm excited for hopefully the uplifting it'll do and the continued charge. You know, we would leave each recording really charged, like, another gift has just been dropped on us today. And that's our hope, is that, like, you know, that what we're doing is being a small part in people's ears and just, you know, a small part in just uplifting a community that has so much power, has so many warriors, has so much strength already, and that we're just lifting those stories in light of all that's happening in the world. I'm excited. I've just been thinking a lot about with my own birth children, like the narratives that we start with people of color, whether it's Indigenous people had their lives taken, not about the strength and the power of Indigenous people. Black folks came here to this country as enslaved Africans. Like, that is not the story, right?
That is not where we started. Right? No, and so, absolutely. I say that all the time.
But that historical trauma and the way schools have taught us that, like, sits in us. And so our hope is, like, no, let's actually lift the other voices of folks, right? And so the other experiences. And so that's the thing.
I think that's what people are going to hear a lot of strength, a lot of power, a lot of joy. We always said, like, it didn't feel like work when we had to record these podcasts. It felt like sitting down and having a conversation with your girlfriend. So I'm really excited for folks to listen to this podcast, to be strengthened and to learn. Our first episode will be out next week. I'm Ray King. This is my girl, Blanca, Dr. Blanca Ruiz, and we're so excited to be introducing Woke at Work.
We trying to stay woke at work. We trying to stay woke at work. How about you? You trying to stay woke at work? If you trying to stay woke at work, stay true, stay true. We trying to stay woke at work. We trying to stay woke at work. How about you? You trying to stay woke at work? Woke at work, woke at work. Stay true, stay true.